It's time now for Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, a weekly broadcast on Connect FM, sponsored by the Clearfield County District Attorney. And this morning, we are so happy to have with us live in the studio, Terry Hinton. Sorry about that, Terry. She is from the Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission, here to speak with us today about some interesting things. Terry, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we want to begin by getting to know you a little bit better, Terry. So could you give us kind of a brief personal history and tell us about what you do with the Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in St. Mary's, and I left for a long while and did my education and my first career in higher ed. And then I moved back to the area about 15, 17 years ago, and I was in workforce development for a long while. And about a year ago, I decided that I was interested in taking some of my skills from my background in higher ed and workforce and kind of working for the commission if there was an opportunity.
Yeah.
Prevention became available, and I am now a prevention specialist for the Single County Authority. Sure. Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol. So I support all the great things that they do around education and prevention is my piece, but we are boots on the ground and we are across the community for all kinds of direct and indirect services.
Outstanding. And we look forward to hearing so much more about that and what you do every day. So let's begin by talking about, could you share some of those initiatives that you're currently working on that assist local businesses in dealing with substance misuse or addiction?
Sure, Dan. Thanks. It takes a village, of course. So one of the most significant initiatives for our agency is the Overdose Task Force, which meets quarterly, and it's a representation of individuals from a cross-section of industries and partners in our region who all have a stake in drug and alcohol prevention and treatment. The goal is to eliminate overdoses in our community through collaborative programming, through intervention and education. Some of the specific efforts and initiatives that the task force provides is recovery simulation events for businesses and agencies who have staff who are boots on the ground with individuals both in need of recovery and care and treatment. We also provide Narcan training through our outreach. Melissa has done a fantastic job with some of that work, and we have information on how to make referrals for businesses that we can provide on demand. We also have a new kind of program called a toolkit tote bag available for businesses in the area that includes just some quick things that a leader might need to know or somebody in HR might need to know, contact information, medication disposal kits, a lockbox, a Narcan brochure with a one-page handout that has tear-off strips for and our phone number.
Yeah.
We also customize trainings for businesses to help individuals learn how to recognize the signs and symptoms when someone is misusing substances. Wow.
Such a vital work that you do. Now, of course, always an important part of prevention is raising awareness. So how is it that you collaborate with local businesses to raise that awareness about substance misuse in the workplace?
Well, also, along with the task force, we do have on-demand response to training needs. Like I mentioned, the Narcan, we are embedded in healthcare, justice system, county jails. Our staff are spread across the region. And we also provide prevention programs, just a few that I'll mention later. But we have partnerships with the chambers and an active presence in SHRM. We are currently working in our department in prevention on a community needs assessment activity, which is taking input from the community regarding the most significant needs for treatment and recovery related programs so that we are providing intervention that is most needed for our area. We're doing surveys and we're doing key interviews and focus groups across our region. As I mentioned before, the medication safety box and toolkit series. And one of our signature programs is an all recovery meeting that is open to the community, held in-house and at other agencies where community members can attend. Mm-hmm. Our certified recovery specialists are leading that cause. And we also have reciprocal board committee activity with all partners in recovery ecosystem. They include everything from regional workforce boards, BHARP, Community Aid Society, mental health service organizations, hospitals, and so much more. Okay. We are out and about.
Wonderful. We are speaking with Terry Hinton today on addiction, mental health, and the law. Terry is with the Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission. Terry, what are some of the challenges that businesses face when they need to address substance misuse among employees, and how do you help them overcome those obstacles?
That's a really good question and an important one. So stigma comes to mind first, along with denial and readiness, not only for the user, but also for the business person themselves, sure. The leader. It's like, where do you go to get information? Mm-hmm. It's not always readily available until you're in a moment where you're like, oh, I have to find someone somewhere to send this person. We are that agency that can help. As a single county authority for substance misuse, we're responsible for planning, funding, coordination of treatment and recovery, including case management. I already talked a bit about prevention. I'll talk more about that in a bit. Student assistant programs in the schools, that's super important, and training for businesses as requested. We connect all the time, every day, with clients and sister agencies that can help find employment, locate housing, access mental health treatment, and more.
Yeah. Now, when you say single county, of course, your particular commission is in two counties, correct?
Correct.
So Clearfield,
yes,
and Jefferson County,
yes,
would both fold into that. Terry, what resources or support systems have you found to be most effective in helping employees who are struggling with addiction?
Well, first and foremost, if an employer has an employee assistance program, that's really the best, mm-hmm, way to get help in the immediate.
Sure.
But other ways are supporting the employee and having a genuine interest in their growth professionally as well as personally. Employers do really well, I think, sometimes with the promotion pieces, but they don't always know who their workers are and what their stories might be.
Yeah.
So that's really important. And while it's not always viable, having time for a support group during breaks or lunchtime can be helpful to employees. Flex time for recovery meetings and specific appointments that are required, such as probations, doctors, medical assisted treatment, are a few other things that employers can do. And an open door for anyone who wants to learn about our services is our mission at the agency.
Absolutely. Now, it can sometimes be difficult measuring the success of any program. Let's talk about the ones that you oversee. How do you measure the success of the programs or the initiatives that you are involved with?
We are always, always looking at our agency in every unit and trying to figure out how can we do things better. Just a few things that I've noticed since I've been there, and I've consulted with some senior staff, is that success is measured in both quantitative ways as well as qualitative. Mm-hmm. Some of that, as I mentioned earlier, some of the focus group activities. We record client activity constantly. We count the number of workshops and prevention programs that we hold. We are, really good about reporting to state and local governments as needed, probably in a more timely fashion than even is required. Qualitatively, individual comments, follow-ups with clients, and case management is a big focus of our organization. Constant vigilance to provide the most appropriate referrals are front and center.
Sure.
I mentioned program surveys, and they really provide us with good information on success of prevention, as well as all of our other programs, including case management across every age, business, and industry. And I'm proud to say one of our signature programs in the prevention union is titled Too Good for Drugs. It is an evidence-based 10-week program that's taught in the schools to grades 4 through 6. Students are taught about life skills, peer refusal tactics, and data that's relevant by age regarding drug, alcohol, and tobacco misuse. And now we're into the gambling prevention as well.
Wonderful.
Kids who complete this program are recognizing key components of the program for the following year and the staff who taught them that year. So it's really showing some evidence. The pre and post tests given for that program show significant improvement in knowledge about how to steer away from problem behavior related to alcohol, drugs, tobacco, and gaming.
Now, earlier, Terry, you mentioned stigma. And are there any misconceptions or stigmas about addiction in the workplace that you, while doing what you do, work to address through those programs?
Yes, I'm really glad you asked this because, you know, substance use disorder does not discriminate. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get a substance use disorder. There are so many factors and variables. It can impact anyone. And typically, you know, it can be gradual. It's probably those that you least suspect. We offer stigma training through a non-aggressive approach and one that is informational and educational and respectful, no matter who the audience. Most people know a little bit about one issue related to substance use, but when it comes to the larger scope of drug and alcohol education, there is so much more that we can do, and we're prepared and equipped to help businesses who ask. Gaming and gambling, we also provide education in that area to bring awareness to the extent to which our youth are becoming engulfed in the digital video gaming world.
Sure. We're hearing some valuable and interesting information today from Terry Hinton from the Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission on today's Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law. This weekly program is sponsored by the Clearfield County District Attorney. Terry, let's talk about employers and managers. What role do they play in supporting the employees that have substance misuse issues? And what training or guidance do you offer them to help out?
Another good question. First, they should call our office first. We are equipped to assess and provide direct services and make referrals to other agencies when needed. And I'm going to talk about our phone number at the end, but our phone number is 814-371-9002. Be open-minded as an employer about learning the best ways to support your workers and have a willingness to be trained. Mm-hmm. There is so much out there digitally through PA Stop and Start, which is an online forum for all kinds of drug prevention information, and so many convenient ways to learn. We can do workshops. You can learn online. Just call us, and we can give you the best ways to make that happen. It isn't just an HR responsibility, but the entire company community responsibility to be supportive and provide policy that promotes business and production, as well as respect for your workers.
Outstanding. This is always my favorite part of these times that we have to talk, and that is success stories. And could you share any of those where local businesses in Clearfield or Jefferson County have seen very positive changes after implementing these programs?
Well, I can say that there are many. We're still working and growing many of our success in our programs, but I did talk about the prevention program.
Right.
Another piece is that some of the work from our certified recovery specialists and the All Recovery Meeting is really becoming a signature featured, like, go-to program every week. We have a lot of boots on the ground, case management in the community that businesses are noticing. You know, they know who we are and hopefully how to get a hold of us. But the interest in Narcan training for businesses is growing a lot. We're active in SHRM, as I said before, and we just continue to extend our reach with partners in the recovery business.
And I would imagine, and I'm kind of throwing a curveball at you to talk about this, but I'm sure that a growing interest is in the schools as you talk about gambling. And, you know, there's so many online availabilities now for the kids, and not just the kids, but adults as well. And it's making gambling addiction become a real issue.
It really is becoming, and it has been for a while.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is the skills machines in our area. While you know, in some ways they can be lucrative for the business, they are drawing in, you know, it's promoting a lot of addictive behavior when those resources need to go for you know, food or for medications and for other things. So we're doing a lot to figure out our strategic plan and how we're going to be able to get into the schools, mm-hmm. especially. We're already doing some work in prevention around gaming and video game, you know, what the signs and symptoms are to look for teachers and staff and coaches. We're going to be attending a session very soon to help student athletes. Sports betting's huge.
Yes.
So there's so many things that you don't think about when you think about gaming and gambling. Yeah. It's not just the person's going to the casinos. It starts at a very young age with betting and gaming and video gaming in particular.
And it's right at the fingertips of anybody who wants to seek it out. And it's being pushed and advertised heavily
Absolutely.
These days. So
yes,
yeah,
sure.
I could see that being a growing concern. So as we start to wrap things up here this morning, Terry, could you share advice? What would you say to businesses, maybe a business person right now that is listening and would like to start to investigate substance misuse prevention and support for their employees?
Absolutely. Thank you. First of all, I just want to reiterate, if I haven't already said it, is that a person in recovery can be the best person, the best worker for your organization.
Yeah.
Because what happens is as they move through recovery after becoming addicted, their sense of purpose and their sense of wanting to do good is so strong. And they will go to bat for you. You know, they will go to bat for you probably more than any other worker who has not been stricken with any kind of substance use disorder. So I want to say that, and I just want to encourage any of you, if you have any questions, reach out to us at Clearfield Jefferson Drug and Alcohol Commission. Our phone number again is 814-371-9002. We have a staff of about 20 who do all different kinds of things around case management, certified recovery specialist work, and prevention. But ask for Carol or Karen, and they can make sure you get the right information that you need, whether that's a training activity or whether that is some treatment for one of your employees, or simply whether you want a tote bag with all kinds of goodies mm-hmm. that we're now giving out. We can provide a list of opportunities and training programs and customize anything that you might need for your people.
Yeah. Well, Terry Hinton, very valuable and important information that you've shared with us today. And we appreciate you taking the time to be with us on addiction, mental health, and the law here.
Thank you so much, Dan. It was my pleasure.
You're welcome. And Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law on Connect FM is sponsored every Wednesday by the Clearfield County District Attorney.